KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
AfriForum and Solidarity say they've reached an agreement with the government over two controversial clauses in the Bela Act. The organisations under the Solidarity Movement have been in mediation with the Basic Education Department and the Presidency at the National Economic Development Labour Council. They've agreed that the sections on language and admission policies will no longer be implemented on the 13th of next month. Clause 5 gives provincial departments control to change a school's mother tongue education policy if the community around the school does not speak the language. Clause 4 allows the department to mandate schools to take on more students if there is an overflow elsewhere. In a statement, the movement says they've agreed that national policies and regulations must first be developed to determine that schools which are full may not receive instructions to change their language and admission policies. AfriForum CEO Kylie Creel.
This agreement is a very positive step towards finding a win-win solution that would be in the interest of all children in the country. It's not only about Afrikaans, it's about the concept of mother tongue education, and we are looking forward to participate in further discussions to see how mother tongue education can be expanded to all language communities. Children, we know, perform best in their mother tongue, and all children should have the right to have the best possible opportunity to perform, and that they'll get through mother tongue education.
There are calls for the government to provide free basic universal services to ease the burden on households that are struggling financially, particularly the unemployed. It's on the back of the National Energy Regulator holding public hearings around the country into Eskom's application for a 36% electricity price hike next year. It's asking for two other increases in the 2 years after. Siyabulela Mama from the Assembly of the Unemployed Organization says the proposed increases are unaffordable.
At the same time, this would mean more debt for municipalities to pay Eskom, and Eskom would be sitting with more debt. People are unable to pay for electricity, and it means that municipalities won't also provide these services, and people's electricity would be cut even more. You see this increase as a creation of more problems in criminalizing now working class communities to work towards finding alternative ways of connecting off the grid.
And Botswana will soon join Belgium as a verification and certification hub for rough diamond exports to G7 nations. The neighbouring country says it expects to take up the role by early next year. The new government there believes this will reposition Botswana as a responsible global leader in diamond production. It says it led a protest against the single node arrangement, arguing that it's unfair, restrictive, costly and harmful to the economy. Botswana is Africa's biggest diamond producer and the second worldwide after Russia. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 25.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are currently in the lead in their test match against Sri Lanka. They've posted 73 with a loss of one wicket in their second innings on day two. And then the Hollywood Bets Sharks named their squad ahead of the Coastal Derby against the Stormers. And Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou has joked that he's struggling to get to grips with the new European format.